Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for my very first Turn the Page book review show on WKRX. I am thrilled to be able to share my love of reading with you on our hometown radio station. Now, I have to say right away how much I appreciate Dave Bradshaw for giving me this opportunity, and how grateful I am to my old friend Gail Fashee for getting this ball rolling and for believing in me. And of course, thank you to the show's sponsors. I'm truly humbled to be here. Now, for my very first on-air review. The book for this inaugural show is Flat Broke with Two Goats. It's a memoir by Jennifer Magaha, a North Carolina woman who was forced to give up her upper-middle-class lifestyle in Asheville and move to a run-down cabin in the mountains about 40 miles away. From the first page, I was hooked by this story. It begins, as most good stories do, in the middle, and the author opens her tale by saying she was upstairs folding laundry in the cabin she and her husband were forced to move to when she heard a horn. From a window, she watched a blue car with a yellow light on top ease around the bend. It was the mailman. The Magaha's mailbox was nowhere near their remote cabin. In fact, it was located on the road a mile away from the house. To get to the house, the mailman had to traverse a driveway full of holes and bumps and sagging telephone wires, according to the author. So, when the mailman made the risky trek to the cabin's door, Magaha knew his presence meant only one thing, certified mail. She writes that she also knew certified mail meant only one thing, bad news. Putting aside her fear and apprehension, Magaha signed for the letter and opened it. It was exactly what she expected. The foreclosure notice on the nice, comfortable, upper-middle-class house near the city that had been her family's home before the financial collapse of 2007-2008. From this ominous beginning, Magaha goes on to tell, in sometimes poignant, sometimes funny, detail, the story of her family's fall from a seemingly safe, sane, middle-class life to that of living off the land and scrounging for enough money to keep the lights on. In their new life, the Magahas learn many things, including how to grow and make their own food. This includes chickens and goats, from which they get eggs, cheese, and yogurt. Now, I grew up on a farm. I helped birth calves and pigs. I saw chicken and turkey eggs hatch. I watched kittens and puppies come into the world. I've never seen a baby goat born, though. Magaha tells a tense tale of her goat, Willow, suffering to give birth to two kids. The author's husband gingerly worked to turn the first one, a breech, that they named Willie, in honor of the mama goat, Willow, and also the kid's father, Waylon. The Magahas tend to name their animals after country and bluegrass musicians. This is one of the really fun things about the memoir, I think. A touching thing about Flat Broke with Two Goats is the author's obvious love and respect for her family and her Appalachian roots. Throughout the book, Magaha repeatedly refers to her grandparents, who possessed only an elementary school education, and who grew up living off the land because that was their only choice. The author repeatedly relates the strength she gained from the memories of her grandparents. I think this is the thing that I most identified with in the book. My parents grew up during the Great Depression and were forced to carve a life out of pretty much nothing. In Flat Broke with Two Goats, Jennifer Magaha uses the experiences of her grandparents as a beacon to guide her through a way of life she thought was long gone and would never apply to her. Reading about her experiences and the insights she gained from a life that seemed fairly normal to me made me laugh at times. I shook my head at times, too. But I think that's ultimately what made me like the book so much. The things I always knew and took for granted, like going out in the middle of the night to help an animal give birth, or keeping a watchful eye to make sure there was a successful mating of animals, or making doggone sure there was enough wood to keep the stove going through a winter's night, are suddenly stressful and odd and funny when told by someone new to that way of life. There are other several facets to this memoir, too, some of which are nothing to laugh at. The McGaha's marriage is put to the test throughout their transition from comfortable, middle-class professionals to extremely uncomfortable, bumbling homesteaders. The couple learn new life skills the hard way. And I know the feeling of having only $4.57 in the bank and wondering how to make it to the next payday. There's not a dang thing funny about it. But in ways, there is much that is rich and rewarding about being broke and figuring out how to survive. McGaha expertly relates what it's like to live with and own pretty much nothing but your own common sense and a belief that things will work out for the best. There are awkward spots in the book, and a couple of chapters I think the author could have either left out or shortened. The ending is a bit abrupt, but overall, Flat Broke with Two Goats is an entertaining read. My mother's scale of rating books depended on whether or not she became so distracted by reading that she forgot a chore she was supposed to be doing. Several times, I remember her telling me, "That book was so good I burned the biscuits." This book wasn't really burn the biscuits good, but it might cause the reader to overcook them just a bit. Jennifer McGaha is a Pushcart Prize nominee and a student at the Vermont College of Fine Arts. She teaches in the Great Smoky Mountains Writing Program at UNC Asheville and is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post. McGaha lives with her husband, 10 goats, 15 chickens, 4 dogs, and 1 cat at their cabin in a North Carolina holler. Thank you so much for listening. Next time, we're going to switch genres and discuss a fiction offering. Until next time, happy reading!